Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on spiritual encouragement for daily life. Using selections from the classic devotional My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. If we are children of God, we have a tremendous treasure in nature. In every wind that blows, in every night and day of the year, in every sign of the sky, in every blossoming, and in every withering of the earth. There is a real coming of God to us if we will simply use our starved imagination to realize it. If we are children of God, we have a tremendous treasure in nature. In every wind that blows, in every night and day of the year, in every sign of the sky, in every blossoming, and in every withering of the earth, there is a real coming of God to us. If we will simply use our starved imagination to realize it. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? If we are children of God, we have a tremendous treasure in nature. In every wind that blows, in every night and day of the year, in every sign of the sky, in every blossoming, and in every withering of the earth, there is a real coming of God to us. If we will simply use our starved imagination to realize it. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. If we are children of God, we have a tremendous treasure in nature. In every wind that blows, in every night and day of the year, in every sign of the sky, in every blossoming, and in every withering of the earth, there is a real coming of God to us. If we simply use our starved imagination to realize it. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for the way you choose to reveal yourself to us through the natural world all around us. As we go about our day today, would you capture our attention with the beauty of your creation? We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.